is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. We won't talk about the humble pie issue.
I was wrong, you were right.
Yeah,
for once in 12 years.
That's happened quite a lot, but we won't discuss it, you know.
No, okay.
You know, it just bores people, doesn't it?
Yeah,
our little tiffs that we have occasionally.
But at least it's cheered you up no end.
It does. It gives me a little scoring point, I think. But what I was going to say was, I don't know what's happening. You know, I texted you because trying to get out of Whitstable, where I live, because of all the new builds, unbelievable. So I went one way and then I had to turn round. Everybody was turning around.
You went the wrong way.
No, I went the right way, up the Thanet way. And, of course, they're just building new builds everywhere.
Mm.
And I'll say that word again, Paul Andrews. Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Because they're building so many new builds.
Mm.
No, they're all going to pour out at 8 in the morning.
It's no good telling me this. They're building 60 houses in the field next to my house, for goodness sake.
And they're all going to come out in the morning and annoy you.
You tell me, how are they going to get out onto that road? It's bad enough as it is on the A28 with 60 more houses next door.
I know, they're not thinking
about it. I've had to put up a fence and everything.
Well, I sat there, you know, patiently thinking it's not the end of the world, Jules, be calm. Mm. And, you know, I did my little Zen chanting.
Mm.
And then the people, you can't really see what's holding up, but it was just trucks going into this, you know, great big development. And, of course, they all start doing three-point turns, turning around. And you know how we're all sheep, aren't we? So I thought, nah, I'll just sit here. I'm not in a rush. It's fine. I've got an hour. And then as they all start doing three-point turns, then you go, well, I think I will do a three-point turn.
And then you get in a traffic jam the other way because they've all done a three-point turn.
Everybody. And then I had to go through Whitstable High Street, which is like, you really don't want to do that, you know, because it's got all the tourists and things. People on furlough. Having fun, Paul Andrews.
All being paid to be at home.
But it's nice that they're shopping local. They're in our local Whitstable High Street, so that's great. Just infrastructure, building these new builds. And also with all the rain we've had, all that water has got to go. All the sewage has got to go somewhere. And a bit unsavoury, isn't it?
I'm not talking about that.
Shall I just ask you? I will say another thing.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know if you saw my fish, did you, on Sunday?
Saw your fish. Yes, I did see your fish, yeah.
Tell you, it was fabulous. It's not very photogenic fish, is it?
No, it's not.
You know, but the taste. So I did it on my new husband's...
Was it bass?
How many people did I have? It was 8, all family, all bubbles, and we were outside because I'm not jabbed. It was a huge salmon that I pre-ordered from Shane at the Good Shed. And
there was two of them in the photo I saw.
And his friend was the sea bass.
I thought I saw a sea bass.
It was absolutely delicious. And I bought my husband a big green egg for his birthday.
A what?
A big green egg.
A what?
Do you not know what one is?
No.
You'll have to come round. So we cooked it on a big green egg. It's an outdoor cooker.
Oh, right. Yeah, so he didn't eat a big green egg. So I'm going to say that'd give you a jippy tummy.
That would have been off, wouldn't it?
That would have been but dodgy.
Although we did have an ostrich egg once when we were in South Africa.
Well, a green one would be a budgie egg or something, wouldn't it?
Speckled.
So hold on. So what's a green egg then? What is it?
It's a professional outdoor cooker.
A barbecue to anybody else.
To anybody else. But it's huge. And you can leave it out in the rain and everything. It's sort of sealed.
Can you leave it out in the rain cooking?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet Neil Ashford's got one of those.
He probably has.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Does he go out and cook lots in the rain?
Neil cooks all of their meals on a barbecue.
Does he?
Throughout the year.
Has he not got a kitchen?
No. They do everything on a barbecue.
I love that.
Yeah.
What about when it snows? It's
in a barbecue. What part of all the meals in a barbecue are you not getting
in? So does he really wrap up warm? He must do.
and barbecues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I videoed my new husband, and he was a bit panicky because this fish was huge. You know, it was pre-ordered.
Whale.
It was a big fish. And then he was trying to, and then I'd given him veg to do, because you can do it all, obviously, in the barbecue. But the fish took up all the room. So I said to him as I'm videoing, "How's it going, darling?" And he was a bit harassed because he was sweating and the smoke was coming up, and he felt responsible for eight people. And it was the first time he'd done such a big fish. And he said, "Oh, Jules, the carrots are a disaster."
My carrots.
Because I'd cut them and they were falling through the grid. Because he was
Hold
doing
on, you
top.
Were barbecuing carrots?
Yeah, roasting
grief.
Do the whole thing. I'm not going to go upstairs and start steaming things. I was lolling down drinking Prosecco.
I bet you were drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that.
Not drunk, just giggly.
I hope you had a lovely meal on your green egg.
Yeah.
And it all went very well. I want to give a big shout out to this week's show sponsor.
I was going to ask.
I'm glad you did. The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to partner with the Tenterton and District Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber encourages membership of businesses in the area covered by Tenterton and its surroundings, including the villages of Appledore, Benenden, Betherston, Biddenden, Ebony, Newenden, Rolvenden, Sandhurst, Marden, Sissinghurst, Stone, Wittersham and Woodchurch. The Tenterton and the District Chamber of Commerce exists to promote the sustainable economic development of this area and to provide a collective voice for the area's business. You can find out all about them and all about the events that they hold, which are brilliant, at www.tentertonchamber.org. That's tentertonchamber.org. A huge thank you to them for supporting the Business Bunker Show.
You sound a bit like one of those sort of train drivers when you do that.
Yeah, yeah. All aboard. Rear four carriages for, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go that. But the, funnily enough, it's funny you should say about trains, the first event back where we were allowed to physically go back to a networking event for the Tenterton Chamber was at the Kent and Sussex, East Sussex Railway, the old steam train.
Was it good? Did you go on it?
No, we didn't go on the train that night, but we are going to do an outside broadcast from the train at some point. It was really good fun, though. And Helen from the railway was telling us a bit about the history, because a lot of the trains themselves and the carriages have a massive history. Like, for instance, they have the original carriage there that transported the unknown warrior to his final resting place.
That is poignant.
At Westminster Cathedral. So,
that is poignant.
And a lot of other historical engines and carriages.
Well, I'd love to do the OB, and we said with Terry, didn't we, that we do, and we could take a little hamper with us, couldn't we?
We could, yeah.
Perhaps go back in time.
Is that Jeff Hamper? Or
no, just
or his wife Doris?
Jeff Hamster.
Doris Hamper. we could take the hampers, yeah, they're always welcome with us. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, "Have a Business Bunker show and day, Paul and Jules." Thank you very much. That's Michael Park Surveyors, based in the Medway Towns, covering the southeast of England. All of your commercial surveying and property needs catered for.
I reckon they're going around with a little click wheel now, don't you?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Measuring things.
They're like Socrates or Socrates. I never know how to say
Socrates.
His name.
It's Socrates, isn't it?
I called him Socrates all the way through.
I know you did, but it's Socrates, isn't it?
I don't know. It depends where you come from, doesn't it?
Well,
if you're northern or not.
No, it's Socrates. I mean, the Greek philosopher after whom he's named was called Socrates, and the captain of the Brazilian football team a few years ago was also called Socrates.
Well, I wish he'd strangled me while I was saying it.
Well, he might call himself, what do you call him, Socrates?
Socrates.
He might call himself that, but we're all calling him Socrates, he's having it.
I must say, he was doing Venetian plastering in London when I interviewed him.
Is that like a Venetian whirl?
A what?
A Venetian whirl.
Is that a biscuit?
Yeah. Have you never had a Viennese whirl? Have you not?
Yeah, but you're changing the name.
That's same thing.
Not
it's from
really.
Vienna.
Totally different waltz, though.
It's from Vienna, isn't it?
It's a different waltz.
No, it's from Vienna, isn't it? I know that because cheesy tunage.
Oh, already? That is, Vienna.
It's Vienna. it's blooming Midurian Ultravox, isn't it?
It could be Venetia, though.
No, it's Vienna.
Freezing breath on a window pane, lying and waiting. A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and soulful. A voice reaches
reaching out in a piercing cry. It stays with you until
song, Paul Andrews.
Do you like that?
I do. It's very atmospheric, isn't it?
It's very 1980s, isn't it?
Yeah. I love it, though. It's Mature, isn't it? Was it Mature?
Well, it was Ultravox. It was Mature, yeah. With Ultravox, Vienna. And the reason for that is we're going to be talking to Socrates Rufato shortly, who is a Viennese plasterer.
He's a Venetian plasterer. But won't go there.
Is he? I thought he was Greek.
Well, he's got a very interesting story, but I'm not going to spoil it now because he'll tell you all about it. But what I was saying was he does it all by hand, this Venetian plastering. It's a real, real art, and he'll tell you about it. But he did the interview from his lovely car. He was sitting in his car.
Right.
It's very sweet. Because if I did an interview in my car, you'd see all the sweet wrappers and things.
Yeah, exactly.
But his
yeah.
was immaculate.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear from him in a minute. And, of course, we've got two other fantastic guests that we're going to talk to later in the show.
Yes.
The lovely Linda and Earl Cloak from We Do Social Media. And we're going to catch up with them later on
we
in the show.
We should get some tips, shouldn't we?
Some what?
Some tips.
Old tips,
from
yeah.
them. Social media tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we want.
Absolutely. So we're going to hear from Socrates in a moment. Just before we do, I want to read a couple of tweets because we have got tweets coming in thick and fast. DG East, a new BMW 520 DM Sport delivered to a customer on personal contract hire agreement with maintenance. Why not let us provide your next vehicle, car or commercial? You can email them at sales@dgeast.co.uk or you can ring them on 01580 715 550. That's email sales@dgeast.co.uk or call on 01580 715 550.
And did you see, I don't know if you've read this, the DG East have said that they've just delivered this beautiful green car. Have you seen that?
I just read it out.
Oh, is that what you were saying? Okay. But you, did you mention the car? What is it?
It's a BMW.
Is it? It looks like a sort of souped up lovely Mini with a long bonnet or something. That's a BMW, is it? Really nice. Wow.
What 520D M Sport.
That is really, really nice. I like that. I wonder whether I could get a delivery of that.
There you go. Cool. And also, we've had a tweet from M Farmers Market. Find Mad Cat Brewery at the Lenham Country Market on the second Sunday of the month.
Now, that's funny.
Next date is Sunday the 11th of July.
Because you know he was a guest on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've drunk many of his ales.
That's probably why they tweeted it, do you think?
It may well be, yes, yes. And they're also looking for stall holders, I saw.
Oh, are they?
So follow them. It's M Farmers Markets, I think, or that's probably a Murkret.
You're not listening to me, are you?
Not really.
You're not listening to me at all.
I've got a bit of a pain in my temple.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. Is it throbbing?
Let's not go there.
Okay.
That's a bit saucy, isn't it?
Throbbing. I don't know, what, a throbbing temple?
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
You can't say throbbing. Is that like moist?
Probably.
You're not allowed to say moist on the radio either.
No, you can't.
Moist or throbbing are both out.
No. Look, you've made our guests cough and choke.
You can do that. That's okay on the radio.
You can book early, you know, to reserve your place. This is a Marsh Network Online, and it's just over a week away. It's on the 7th of July. What's the date today? I've got no idea.
It's the 30th of June. No, 29th of June, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know where June went. I don't know where May went. The speaker will be Steve Gosling, who will be talking about all things travel. Well, there's a thing we haven't done for a while. So if you want to hear an update or seek advice on travel, book the meeting now. And to help their network grow, please tell your contacts about them. And if they're first-timers, you can email them and they'll arrange a free ticket. They say that you can join organisations from Kent, Sussex and beyond who want to collaborate and grow their business. And remember, we have no joining or membership fees, just great, relaxed, professional networking. And this is from Terry Botfield. And you can contact him, terry@botfield.net, 3ws.botfieldassociates.co.uk. And, of course, he's on the Twitter, @TDBotty. And there is a hashtag, it's MarshBizCoach.
Cool. I'll tell you what, shall we hear from our...
Socrates.
Our what?
Our Socrates
Rafato.
I'd love to, because I haven't heard this.
Yeah, well, you interviewed him, not me.
You don't listen to it, do you, until after?
You don't listen to yourself?
No.
Well, okay, well, have a listen to yourself now.
He's lovely.
And hello, I'm here this afternoon with Mr. Socrates Rafato. Now, there is a name that you don't often hear when you're in Kent. He is a Venetian plasterer. What is a Venetian plasterer, I hear you claim? Well, I'm so old that when I used to live in London and I was a bit she-she and I was doing up Victorian houses, I searched high and low for a Venetian plasterer. Could I find one? No. So I met lots of plasterers and they all looked at me extremely blankly and they didn't really know what a Venetian plasterer was. And so I gave up and just had normal painted walls, as you do. Bit of eggshell, you know, that sort of thing. And magnolia. And then I moved a couple of years ago to sunny Whitstable. And I'm just doing a little room in my house. And I asked an architect if he knew of any Venetian plasterers. And he put me on to a chap in London who couldn't help me. Because in London, it's now very she-she and people have cottoned on to Venetian plasterers. And then somehow I stumbled across this lovely Socrates Rafato. And I can't even remember, Socrates, how we met or who recommended you now. So you might remember and remind me.
Yeah, it was a shop in Whitstable. Hello. Yeah, it was a shop in Westerbo. I met him years ago, and I left to him a leaflet, you know, a leaflet and a little catalogue, if I remember. But it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow. Yes, he gave me that, and he said, I've got to take it back. So I've got it on my list to take back.
Yeah, he kept that. I need to pass by and say thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you who it is, because you know, listener, that I always shop local. And instead of going to B&Q to get my paint, I go to a place called Sargent's in Whitstable. And it's
a family
business, yeah. I can tell, Socrates, from your lovely accent that you are not from Kent. I know you live in Canterbury. I know you work in London. And I also happen to know you work in globally because you're in demand as a Venetian plasterer. So tell us, number one, where you were born. And number two, my second question for the Business Bunker listeners is, what is a Venetian plasterer?
So I born in Brazil. And I lived in Italy for 10 years. Okay. So, yeah, Venetian plaster, I learned in Italy in 2002 when I start to work with this paint and decorate in Italy. And he said, look, I will teach you this job. This is in Italian, they call spatolato veneziano.
What do they call it? Spatolato?
Spatolato veneziano.
Just sounds like pizza.
Yeah, because this Venetian plaster was started many years ago. So he is in Italian. I learned with Italian person for many hours working with him. So the Venetian plaster is... do you know the White Cliffs in Dover?
Very well, yes.
So the Venetian plaster is from the rocks, the white rocks. Okay, these Venetian plaster, they extract the rocks, they cooking, and they smashed. You know, like smashed potato. Sorry.
But hang on, Socrates. So you're in Italy learning Italian Venetian plastering.
Yes.
But you're telling me that the Venetian plastering chemicals or the produce comes from Dover?
No.
I'm confused.
It's an example. They have these white stones in Italy.
Okay.
So... many years ago, they start to extract these rocks, white rocks in Italy, and they discovered this product, this amazing product. It's a natural product, you know. They put all together, and they made this, it's like a plaster. For cream, you know.
Okay.
When you open the bucket and you start to mix this cream, it becomes very, very soft, and you apply on the walls this product. The main color, it's white. Okay. The main color is white, and you can do any color you want, like red, yellow, blue, green, black, even black. It's a lot, many pigments inside, but you can do black. I did many times. Yeah.
And how do you get the color? Do you mix with that plastery packety liquidy stuff?
Exactly. The color, it's not any color. It's a dust of the colors. You know, now I cannot explain properly how they come out with these colors, but it's a dust of color. They mix together. They do any color you want.
Now you've been sent all around the world to do this very, very special technique, haven't you? So you've been to New York, I know, and I know that if people
That's look right.
on your Twitter and your Instagram, they can see examples of what you're doing, and I'll tweet that out later on.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
Who is having this apart from me?
In UK, not many people, because not many people know this product. You know, when I came here in 2012, 2013, I started advertise this product, but I started calling architectures, companies, paint and decorate companies, even leaflets, you know, around London. Now we have more people doing this job in London, but sometimes they do proper job. It's beautiful, beautiful they do, but it's not like we do in Italy. In Italy, we don't use machines to polish, you know. The shine from the Venetian plaster, it's become natural. You apply the Venetian plaster, 2-3 coats, and with the trowel, more you pass over, become shiny like a glass, you know, like a mirror. It's a wonderful job, and
wow.
I anytime I finish a wall or ceiling, the ceiling is hard to do. But the walls is more easy, but it's a beautiful job. Yeah, anytime I finish a job like that, I kiss the walls.
Wow. I can hear your passion, and that's yeah. why I loved you, and that's why I wanted you to come on, because when we met and you looked at my little room, I could just feel that your passion was, you know, and you were saying to me, you know, this, there are various ways of doing it, and the way you've been trained in Italy is perfection. Let's talk about running the business, because we're a business show. So when you started and you came to England, you said you were trying to advertise and you were, you know, contacting architects and builders and painters. How much time do you spend actually on the business, like doing the admin and the quoting and all this thing? Because you came to mine and we spent time together, and then you send me a quote. And how much time do you spend doing that?
Depends. Your job, it's a small job, and I did spend like an hour or two to quote the product, to quote the company, if they have the color, if they have the product, how long they shipping the products to me. All the products, when I buy, they come from Italy. So I spend, for a small job, like a few hours. Mm. When it's the big job, like a big house in London, and I spend even a day, a full day, because I need to see how many meters, how is the weather, how is the walls, if the walls it's dry, if it's not dry, if it's a new plastering, because in England they plastering the walls, and many people, they want to painting or do something next day. It's not good for the Venetian plaster. Yeah, when they plastering the walls in the UK, they must wait at least 15 days or more to let dry the plaster. Okay, after that, apply Venetian plaster on the walls. Because if we apply like with the plaster, a wet plaster, the walls can, you can see little cracks after that. That's right.
And this is a high-end product, isn't it? It's a very specialised industry. And you were saying about the difference in the weather in the UK. So presumably if you're in sort of a cold winter in New York or a cold, wet winter in England, it's not
yes.
like somebody in Mediterranean country.
That's right. No. Yeah, you're right.
So what do you do?
Example, when it's wet and winter time in UK or in New York or even in Italy, We put some radiators on and dehumidificators on as well to dry the walls, you know, dry the walls, dry the ambient, the room. It needs to be dry. The Venetian plaster, we cannot apply less than 5 degrees.
Okay. And then once it's done, somebody can live with it normally, can they, with any heating or once it's finished?
Yeah, it's after a day, it's dry, but it's not completely dry. To be dry completely, the wall will be like between 20 and 30 days. The wall will be very, very dry out, you know?
So tell me, because I know that you do another finish, because when we were chatting about my wall, I then started to talk about my floor, and you also have a floor thing that you can do, which can make my just old cobblestones that are very just normal sort of garden floor, really, slabs. You can make it look spectacular.
Yeah, we can put some lights in the floor. We can put pictures. You can put your family pictures in the floor.
And you can put a family photo on the floor.
Yes. Yeah, wow. We can put print the photo, the picture. Wow. And we can apply this product from Italy as well. And we put the picture. And the second coat, we will cover the picture with this product. And if you want, you can put some LED lights in the product. So the LED lights will be in the product. When you turn on the lights, walk on the lights.
Wow, that's incredible. Instead of walking on water, we're walking on lights. So what help do you want from the listeners, the bunker listeners? You need to get your products known in the southeast of England. So you're looking for architects, decorators, builders.
Yeah, architects, decorators, builders, or even customers. You know, many customers, they're looking for something different. Mm. And I think this is very unique. Any wall, I can do a pink wall for you. If your friend see the wall and she say, I want the same color, it's not going to be the same color. It's not going to be the same thing. I always say I can do similar, always similar, never completely the same. Because it's a handmade. It's a handmade. It's a unique. When I do your wall, and will be yours, just yours. And,
absolutely and, unique. I love this. So you are a real craftsman and an artisan. And tell me one of your most favorite jobs that you did.
Restaurants in Italy, Verona, and they call. Piazza Bra.
This is the restaurant.
The restaurant Olivo.
Okay.
It's in Piazza Bra in Verona. I did the columns. I did the gray, dark gray, and one big wall. I did red.
Wow!
And big wall red. So that was one of my. I do like that job. I don't know if they still have today that job. I don't think so, because it was in 2005. Yeah, I don't think they have. If they have, because many people, I did one house in Verona as well, and that one, I know they still have the wall on the stairs, yeah.
So are you saying, Socrates, that it's more popular in Italy than England? Or what about New York? You've done jobs in New York.
New York, it's not so popular and become popular now. And I try to do more advertises in New York and area. Dubai, Brazil, even Singapore as well. I try to do some advertisers there. In London, I do quite a lot. I did, not anymore, because now I do as well and other things, you know. So
okay, so do you have to, because this is such a unique business and maybe not so popular in the UK, do you have to supplement your business to make a living with other work like painting and decorating, normal, or is this all you're doing?
I do paint and decorate as well. It's not for everyone. And I say, if I find the right customer, because many customers, they want quick job, and they already say in advance to me, I want to spend this money. And sometimes I look and I say, look, to do a good job, you need to spend a little bit more. And they say, no, we want to spend this money. And say, sorry, I cannot do the job. I prefer say, sorry, I cannot do the job, than do, how can I say? Job. Yeah, it's a bad job.
I can totally get your passion. And I know the Business Bunker listeners will also share that passion. Now, the best way to get hold of you, I've got your email. Shall I read that out? Or well, I can put that out on the links.
Yes, you can read out if you want, or you can put some links.
Yeah, I'll do the link, because otherwise they're going to spell it wrong, because you're not John Smith.
That's right. And what I'm doing as well, if someone wants to learn how to do in the right way,
yeah.
I can teach. I did teach a lot of people in Italy. Now they work in Brazil. They work in Australia. Yeah, I can do little classes one by one, or little classes, you know, if
that
somebody
sounds brilliant, especially with so many people unemployed now. I can see that perhaps that might be something that would inspire. So you can find Socrates Rifato on our Twitter, and do get in touch with him if you want to find out more, and have a look at his Instagram and his Twitter feed, and you'll see some pictures, because you cannot describe it. It's amazing. And this Venetian plastering is something else. And somebody told me that they saw it on one of those home makeover programs that's on the telly, and somebody had it done there. So hopefully it will get more well known. But for now, from Socrates Rifato and from me, Jill Serkin, check him out and find out, because you don't want a boring old magnolia wall. You want something gorgeous. But from me and Socrates, we're going to go and talk more about Venetian plastering over a glass of Italian wine, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was Socrates.
You say it Rafato, so well. You say it so well.
The Viennese plasterer.
Viennese, Italian, Brazilian. Yeah. What a craftsman. I just cannot get my head around how he can put a photograph of whatever you want. Could be your horse. Could be your family.
She's annoying me now, isn't she?
Could be anything. On a floor. Amazing. I just can't get my head around it. I need to see it.
It's a bit like tattoos, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe. And I love the fact that everything is unique. So if you came around to my house and you said, I love the colour of your wall, you couldn't have it if Socrates.
Wouldn't want it. No,
you couldn't have it.
I don't want it anyway.
You stick to your magnolia, don't you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with magnolia.
No, exactly. Should we read something or should we talk to our guests?
No, we're not going to do either of those. No, you can read something.
Can
and
I?
then I'm going to have an uninterrupted news roundup from the Federation of Small Business.
Lovely.
And our fantastic guests we're going to talk to just shortly after the news.
Exactly. And we might find some snippets of help for our social media, because we all need a little boost, don't we, on our social media.
Snippets will be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little hashtag here, a little hashtag there. A
little snippet there.
Visual here.
Yeah, exactly.
Visual there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a call to artists, designers and makers of a Christmas fair. Oh, no, please, I've just recovered from last Christmas. It's at the Turner Contemporary in sunny Margate, and they're inviting Kent-based designers and makers to submit their work for the Designers and Makers Christmas Fair, which, as I said, is held at the Turner Contemporary in Margate. It's on Saturday.
Where is it?
Turner Contemporary in Margate.
Oh, is it? You should have said.
On Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of December. And that's this year, of course. The goal is to showcase the work of designers and makers whilst creating an opportunity for them to sell directly to existing and new customers in one of the main cultural venues in Kent. And they look forward to receiving your submissions. How do you do that, you may ask? You can go to Kent Creative.
Oh, good.
kentcreative.org/designers, and it goes on forever. But all details will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. The lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent. She said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker Show, please, for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the home care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. We will do. So more than happy to shout out for all those lovely folks in Ashford and Folkestone that are taking care of others. Thank you for that, Kim.
And Collector's Buddy is back on. He's very happy that we're back on air.
Cool. And Martin, it's good to have you back as well. Diamond Circle Weddings say, good afternoon, Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin. We hope that you're well. You already know that we do weddings and events at Fort Burgoyne in Dover under the Fort Weddings Twitter handle. We're now proud to announce, ta-da, that we will be providing teepee weddings and events at the Mercure Great Danes in Maidstone.
Mm. Do you think you have to dress up as a squaw?
Is that right? Me?
Well, if you're going in a teepee, shouldn't you be dressing as a squaw?
I could do that, I suppose. Yeah.
Hiawatha.
Yeah.
I think all that stuff is politically incorrect now. I don't think you can even do that.
You can't do that. No, you could use a teepee, though.
Yeah, is that allowed? I don't know. I mean, you can't wear a sombrero, can you, anymore?
I don't know.
No.
My squirrels do.
Yeah. How did you get on with your poll?
Don't ask. It didn't work.
They were trying to help you.
Yeah, but it was nonsense.
Something about your length.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted it to be 18 inches away from the pole, and that was going to do no. Squirrels can jump 10 feet. 18 inches is no good to you. Anyway, I tell you what, you don't want to hear this. You'd never guess what was out there yesterday morning. Sat right in the middle of the bird table.
Not a rat.
Dirty great rat.
No.
Dirty great rat. Huge it was. It was the size of an elephant.
Yeah. Well, this is why my mum stopped feeding bird feeders.
What, because she couldn't get on because of the rat?
No, she had dirty great rat on there and she doesn't like rats.
Yeah, no.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I still feed my birds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, feed them rats. That's what I would. You can do one more thing and then I'm going to do the FSB news.
Okay.
Go on then. Go on.
So there's a charity golf day, which is Friday the 2nd of July. It's 10:30 to 7 p.m. and you can swing into action and join them for an 18-hole fundraising, all in aid of Strode Park Foundation. And it's at the lovely Cave Hotel and Resort in Boughton, which is just near Faversham. You can make up a team of four for just £60 a head. Members pay just £34.50. And you can go to www.strodepark.org.uk and then / shop event charity golf day. And so that sounds like a really fun day. Mm. And there is a phone number, which is Canterbury code 01227 752277
to hire. Fantastic. Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to do 5 minutes of this without interruption.
I'm not going to say a thing.
Good.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
And in the FSB news this week, we got a fantastic piece of news to start off with. We have a new business development manager for the Kent and Medway area.
Am I allowed to interrupt?
You can speak.
Well, who is it then?
It's Tim Acker.
Is it?
Yeah, so welcome, Tim. Yeah. Tim has joined the FSB Kent and Medway as the new business development manager, taking over from the gorgeous and lovely Alison Palmer. So welcome on board, Tim, and we look forward to working with you closely over the coming years. So do check him out. I think you can find him on Twitter at FSB Kent is the place to look for him. I'm now going to give you a number of the events, webinars and workshops that are taking place over the coming weeks. At the end of this listing, I'll give you a link where you can find out more about all of them and you can book your place. So there's Staying Visible in the New World. This is a webinar taking place on the Thursday, the 1st of July at 12 noon until 1 p.m. As the world opens up and we tentatively step back into face-to-face networking and events, join this free interactive business support session to hear how you can ensure you stay visible. Sandra Garlick, MBE, will share her top visibility tips during this workshop, along with an insight into her plans to maintain visibility online and offline in the year ahead. And then on Monday the 5th of July at 11 a.m, Digital Marketing Strategy, and this is FSB in conjunction with Google Digital Garage. We're proud to be working with Google Digital Garage to create a series of events to help you build your digital skills. Our webinars are free to attend, open to everyone, and delivered by expert digital Google Digital Garage trainers and FSB staff. We're ready to help and support your learning, whatever your goals may be. Then on Thursday the 8th of July at 11 a.m, there's a Kent Women in Enterprise virtual networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. The event is hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. So that's Thursday the 8th of July at 11 a.m. And then on Wednesday the 14th of July at 4 p.m, Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event with in association with Metro Bank. These Maystone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. Now, all of those events you can find by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. They're all there. There's full details there, and there's a link to book your free place on all of those events. So do check that out. There's also the transition period has come to an end, and it ended on December the 31st, 2020. If you're a UK business which trades with Europe, you'll need to change your procedures and complete additional paperwork. And that all comes into force on 1st of July. So you need to go to the fsb.org.uk / transition hub to find out all about that. And a lot of us have been suffering a lot of cyber problems at the moment. Both cyber attacks, scams, phishing, emails and all kinds of other nonsense has been going on. So the FSB are offering some help with this. You can get protection for your cyber from cyber attacks. You can get security support when you need it with FSB Cyber Protection. Our online library of documents, fact sheets and guides covers everything from cyber security policies to dealing with malicious emails. If you're unsure about anything, our team of data and cyber security experts are just a phone call away. Plus, our limited insurance protection gives you reassurance at no extra cost. You can find out more by going to fsb.org.uk/cyber protection. That's fsb.org.uk/cyber protection. There's also a number of on-demand webinars and podcasts, and I'm going to give you three, and you can find them all at the same place if you wish to download and listen to them or engage in them. There's Keep Connected, Productivity Tips for Home and Hybrid Working. There's How to Launch an E-commerce Business During the Pandemic and Beyond. And there's How to Grow Your Business Using Better IT. And all of these can be found by going to firstvoice.fsb.org forward slash First Voice. So that's firstvoice.fsb.org.uk/First Voice, and you can find all of those on-demand webinars. We've also got a call for information. The FSB are looking for FSB members who may have had problems with the pay-as-you-go in the form of issues such as limited access from lenders, limited promotion and lack of awareness or time taken in touch to get in touch with lenders to organise pay-as-you-go loans. So if you've had any problems with pay-as-you-grow loans, they'd like to hear from you. Drop them an email to Darren, that's D-A-R-Y-N, darren.park@fsb.org.uk, darren.park@fsb.org.uk. Nobody likes negative publicity, but how can you protect your business against it, and what can you do if it happens? The FSB now offer a PR crisis management service. It's here to support you through a crisis, from protocols and press releases to communicating with your business and the outside world. We're here every step of the way with expert advice and insurance of up to £10,000 in the event of a major crisis. To find out more, go to fsb.org.uk/PR crisis management. And just to remind you, FSB members, there is now a new FSB app which you can download, and you can do all of the things I've just talked about and much, much more through the app on your phone. With the new FSB app, we're by your side wherever you are. Manage your membership on your mobile, access your benefits and find out what's happening near you. It's never been easier to make the most of the FSB. Simply click on the Apple App Store button if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store button if you have an Android phone, and download the FSB app. And that's the FSB news for this week. Julesy.
Lovely. Fabulous that was. Mm. Do you want me to read a little one before the news?
Yes, please. We've got 8 minutes before the news, and then shortly after the news, we'll be talking to our two lovely guests, Linda and Elle.
Because they do social media, you know.
They do. We do. No, yeah. They do. Yeah. No, we do.
We all do.
They do.
But they do.
But we do.
And they've been very good with the biscuits.
To me, to you. Noticed. To me, to you. It's like the Chuckle Brothers here, isn't it?
They've been very good with the biscuits, I guess.
Yeah, they've been brilliant.
And I did bring a tin in, if anybody's listening.
Yeah, an empty tin.
Yeah, no, because I knew you'd have the ginger nuts here. I didn't want to bombard the poor guests. So the Kenwood Trust, they have an e-commerce element at the Kenwood Place website, and it's now gone live, which allows the public to book in experiences or purchase merchandise directly from them. You can view the main website by going to www.kenwoodplace.co.uk, and there is a specific shop page, they say, which is kenwoodplace.co.uk with a /, and a shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Get along to Kenwood. You can do your alpaca walks and everything. Really popular at the moment. It's really good fun. Mm. You know, because you can get out. You can get out and about and go for a walk with an alpaca.
I think al fresco is the way to go for most things at the moment.
Yeah, keep your mask on, though, because those alpacas spit.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they bite?
No, of course
just
not.
Spit?
They just spit.
Local food and drink champions who are produced in Kent. They've appointed a new chair of the board, entrepreneur and self-made millionaire, Sue Nelson, who is also an author and broadcaster, first joined the board of the membership organisation last year, and a member of the Guild of Food Writers and author of 10 books including Food Tech UK and The Fine Food Lover's Guide with Simon Rimmer, the co-host of Sunday Brunch. In 2017, she was awarded the Kent Business Women of the Year Award and won the London and South East Director of the Year Award for Innovation from the Institute of Directors in 2019. So she is the new chair of the board for Produced in Kent.
Fantastic. We're going to hear from Flergy Hooter in a couple of weeks' time, who's the CEO of Produced in Kent as well. They've got some exciting plans.
They have, and she's trying to come on SCOF. It was half term for her before, so she couldn't come on, but she's going to come on the next one, I do believe.
Okay, cool. Well, she's on the Bunker Show in a couple of weeks' time, so we look forward to seeing Flergy again. We haven't seen her for a little while, but she's been on a few times, and we love having Flergy on.
As long as she brings some Stroopwafel.
Stroopwafel is what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Awards celebrate hard work, success and a great public relations for your organisation. If you're a winning business, why not enter free the Maidstone or Ashford Business Awards? There are 12 categories in each sector, and the Ashford and Maidstone Awards are for that area. So it's Maidstone and Mid-Kent, Ashford and South Kent. If you want to find out more, if you want to find out about the categories, the entry criteria and the geographic area that is covered, if you go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk, you can find out all about it. And I believe they're also looking for sponsors for those awards too.
Sorry, there just been sent a travel thing about travelweekly.co.uk. I can't read it now, but it's somebody's WhatsApped me. It's a revamp ferry is deployed on the cross-channel sailings, so Irish Ferries and the going Dover Calais route, Travel Weekly. So you can check that out by going to www.travelweekly.co.uk/tourism/Irish Ferries. So that'll be the Dover to Calais route, which hopefully will be opening up. As I told you, my father-in-law just went and didn't get checked once with his PCRs, which annoyed him because he'd gone to all the trouble to do it. And they just looked at his passport and waved him through, right. Both sides. So really? Our borders are not...
The trouble is you can't rely on that, can you? You know, because you might get one officious bloke that takes you aside and goes, right, I want to see your entire history.
Yeah, but it happened both in France and in the UK, which kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
More than 20 wines were produced in 8 Kent vineyards, and they've been recognised
as
one of the world's most influential... I love squares. Mm. One of the world's most influential competitions. It's in its 37th year, and it's the International Wine Challenge. And it's accepted as the most rigorous and impartial industry contest. And the judges blindly assessed every wine that has been entered and score each for its faithfulness to style, region and vintage. Each IWC, that's the International Wine Challenge, medal-winning wine will be tasted on 3 separate occasions by at least 2 panels of judges tasting together and then tasted by 2 co-chairs to verify the panel results. Once every wine has been assessed, it is given a score out of 100. So the people that are the wineries that are being tasted are Squerries, of course, our very own, Walton Farm, the lovely Balfour Hush Heath Estate, Mereford Wines, Merryworth. And a merry to you too, young sir. Gusbourne Estate, another one of my favourites. Foic, F-O-I-C, don't know them.
Canterbury.
Is that F-O-I-C or F-O-L-C?
F-O-L-C.
Folk.
Yeah,
I don't know them.
And they're just outside Canterbury.
Okay. Chapel Down, of course, marvellous. And the fabulous Charles and Ruth of the Simpsons Wine Estate, who've been on Scoff and Quaff quite a lot, actually.
Mm.
Lovely wine.
Congratulations to all of those recognising the massive growth in Kent wine growing. It's a huge industry now.
Yeah. Well, we have the climate. Well, not June. We won't talk about the climate in June.
Yeah. See, and they moan about global warming. It's done no end of good for us.
Well, it's done nothing for my peonies. My peonies are blown all over the place.
Are they?
Yeah, they've been ruined. I've had to cut them.
Mind you, you can drink lots of sparkling wine, though, produced locally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Athelbrae have been on. Business Bunker Gang, we'll be listening again. We won't be listening live. We'll be listening again as we're off to Hastings to see the mother-in-law. And apparently there's a football match on too. No, we're ignoring that. Can we have a mahoosive happy birthday for tomorrow for our operations manager, Fran? We're making her work, but there will be cake. Thank you so much. Massive happy birthday to Fran. Hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. Hope you're enjoying today. And let's hope the football goes okay. Otherwise, we don't all want to get beaten on penalties by the Germans again, do we? We don't want that at all.
No.
Are you banging my microphone?
Yeah, it might be.
You can do one more thing, but very quickly.
So the Maidstone Businesses Make Your Voices Heard. It's a consultation that has started into the future growth and development of Maidstone's economy. Views are being sought on the new Maidstone Borough Council economic development strategy and the State of the Nation report settings out the council's vision and ambition for the borough's economy. The draft strategy sets out a 5-year action plan to help grow the local economy and increase productivity up to 2030. So due to the impact of the pandemic, it considers the support needed to get firms back in shape in both short and medium term, and the consultation runs until July the 7th. All details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. And that was timed perfectly.
I know.
As we go over to the Channel Radio newsroom.
Let's see what's going on.
Mm.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2. Channel Radio News Update.
Self-isolation rules could be brought to a close by this autumn for school pupils. The Children's Minister says that we need to urgently help children get their lives back to normal. Currently, children have to isolate if another